This is Scientific American 60-Second Health. I'm Dina Fine-Marin. Got a minute? On May 15, 2013, Chicago Magazine dining critic Jeff Ruby tweeted the following. When Nietzsche said that which does not kill you makes you stronger, he obviously never had food poisoning from a Lebanese restaurant. Such Twitter messages are now being flagged by the Chicago Department of Public Health to spot food establishments that may be making patrons ill. The tweets elicit a reply from health agency workers linking them to a complaint form that will help identify problematic places. During a 10-month stretch last year, staff members of the health agency responded to 270 tweets about food poisoning. Based on those tweets, 193 complaints were filed, and 133 restaurants in the city were inspected. 21 were closed down, and another 33 were forced to fix health violations. That's according to a study in the journal Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. And study researcher Janine Harris at the Washington University in St. Louis says that health officials in Boston and New York are also looking to tap Twitter in the future. Many food poisoning victims do not seek treatment, but still complain to their friends, and now their Twitter followers. Such social media surveillance could help put a lid on foodborne disease outbreaks. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60-Second Health, I'm Dina Fine-Marin.